This is Varoshe, Marash in Turkish. It's been a ghost town since 1974, when people fled to escape conflict. Greek Cypriot livelihoods and homes were lost, along with lifestyles of the rich and those with modest incomes. The town's been sealed off from time by its captors in the Turkish Cypriot north. But for the past 2 years, people have been allowed back into the town again, just a small part of it, mainly tourists on day trips. There are exceptions, like Andreas Lourdes, but for now he can only look at his property. He was 6 years old when his father's hotel was hit by a rocket-propelled grenade, one of the first losses in a multi-million dollar business empire.
We have suffered needlessly for half a century. We're undergoing a humanitarian crisis of being locked out of our houses every day. There is no ostensible reason for this to be happening, and the two sides can do better.
But can they improve things? Tourists are coming here in increasing numbers, attracted to a place that was a holiday choice of 60s stars such as Richard Burton, Liz Taylor and Sophia Loren. But this isn't just about business. Politics are at the heart of what's going on here. Varoshe has long been a bargaining chip in failed talks to get a settlement in the frozen conflict of Cyprus. The self-declared Republic of Northern Cyprus had offered the return of the town to Greek Cypriots as part of a federation. But now the Turkish Cypriot leaders here favour a two-state solution, which changes the situation.
Greek Cypriots, they rejected all the plans we had proposed before. If they had said yes, they would enjoy the ownership here. So somebody should bring this place to the usage of the international community, to the usage of the and enjoyment of the private owners.
The Turkish Cypriots' plans have been condemned by the UN. It has reasserted that view. Only legal owners should be allowed to reclaim their properties. The future for Varoshe looks like the failed attempts at a peace deal for Cyprus, unsettled and divisive. Andrew Simmons, Al Jazeera, Varoshe.